In this episode, I ask, is it time to recalibrate how you measure success? Is your definition of success missing the most important and valuable element? And what if I suggested that to focus on this distinct and intrinsic measure of your success would make a great difference in how you looked at all of your present and future achievements? And what would now be the driving and altruistic force behind what you seek to accomplish, and why? Consider that the most valuable measure of success is your character. It is who you are, your positive beliefs of which you stand for and live by, how you treat others, your ethics, your ability to be loving kindness, and what you model and teach your children. The true measure of your success is your character. It is who you are in all moments. It is these upstanding qualities, traits, and behaviors that impact how you feel about yourself. The beauty of this definition is that you have autonomy and the ability to recognize the moments in which you are not living this, and then to adjust accordingly, to return to this auspicious definition of true success. At a time when the world continues to rapidly change, we are rethinking what is so important for our lives, for the world, for what matters most. We are also more than ever reminded of the precious nature of life and its brevity. Here, I encourage you to have a close look at the template you have set for yourself as a standard for success. You can continue to strive for all of the typical and learned examples of what makes you successful. But in the end, if you do not like who you are, if you are not a kind and honest being with yourself and all others, how will you feel your inherent joy, your inner peace, your true confidence? And how will you experience innate fulfillment together with satisfaction, meaning, and purpose? Join me as I share an evolved definition of success and the questions that you need to ask yourself before you set new goals. And as you level up to what truly matters and of what makes you a great success by the right measures. This episode is one that you may wish to make some notes of as we go along and as you formulate what will be your new definition and the model of success that you are excited to live. The Wisdom Podcast is birthed out of the Wisdom Blog, a digital healing hub of inspired consciousness, sacred and practical wisdom, and the divine teachings of authentic power, living one's truth, and spiritual, or as we call it, unconditional love. Many of the topics that we cover arise out of my work with clients who have chosen to live their life from a place of self-honesty and truth. And in doing so, they quite naturally begin the journey inward, recognizing their authentic self, their capacity for being love, and choosing to live as their highest self. Each episode offers divinely inspired teachings and insight that will show you how to live consciously aware, to access your inner wisdom, and to help you make the best choices for living an infinite potential. My goal and highest intention in sharing this podcast is for you to heal, to feel wholeness, and to know that you are deserving and worthy and of great love, and to be this love in the world and for the rest of your life. Join me for consciously inspired truth and new thought paradigms for living an infinitely abundant and love-filled life here and now. What is the measure of success that you live by? As you think of this now, what enters your mind? We've all been trained to base our success on the rather limited and incomplete definition that still remains in the world's dictionaries. If you haven't given thought to how you are living based on what you believe success to be, then you will continue to subconsciously follow a life path based on a definition that is not truly inclusive of what really matters. You matter. Your family and the lives of your loved ones all matter. How you thrive in the world and what you feel impassioned by must be built on your character, of who you choose to be, and of the high moral ground and the actions of loving kindness that sustain for you a beautiful life. This new definition of success that I am suggesting that you will choose for yourself is one that empowers you to exceed who you have been, who you once were, and allows for you to live your greatness, not as ego, but as a true and deliberate example of the goodness that you are. True happiness and freedom are not things that exist outside of you, but rather your mindset and the beliefs that drive your moment-by-moment decisions. Let me begin with how much of the world has defined their success. By nature of what we find in the dictionary, success, in its formal definition, is to have supreme power, controlling influence, the attainment of what is a favorable or desired object or outcome, and the attainment of wealth, favor, or eminence, that is, a position of prominence or superiority. I am suggesting that you, that we all, need to rewrite part or much of this primitive and limited description to include who you are as the most important criteria of your success. I have two questions that will identify for you what has influenced the course of your life up to now, and what will be the new definition of your success. You can pause this episode for a few moments shortly as you write your answers, or listen on and then download the free PDF that I have prepared with these two questions and other noteworthy offerings. The first question is this: what is your personal definition of success? Think about how you have lived your life up to this moment, according to what definition you've been taught to believe. I'm now going to drop another vital question for you to answer. What is most important, most beautiful, and what is most perfectly aligned with your happiness, your freedom, and the wealth and abundance in your life? If you write your answer to this question, it will give you the grounds for which your true definition of success arises. Is your new definition inclusive of what it means to be of high moral ground, ethical, conscientious, self-aware, mindful, respectful of all living beings and life, and of being kind and of service? Is this definition inclusive of what matters most to you? Does success described in this evolved way offer the intangible qualities that are measured by how you feel every time you do something of kindness and to help another? And in how you contribute positively to the well-being of others, including how others feel in your presence because of who you are? What would it mean to give success an updated definition weighted in the greater reminder of who you already are and who you have the potential to be in far more situations and moments of your life that arise out of your inherent ability to be loving kindness? What if the true definition of success was to live as your highest self? The beautiful and ever-expanding engagement of both your physical being and your non-physical perfection. You can continue to measure your personal success or the success of your business or brand on the accumulation of material wealth, of authentic power that is derived from living as your highest self, and the true privilege of what it means to help another, to be of service. The attainment of goals are important for our well-being, for feeling confident and proud of ourselves. The one caveat is that your goals must be noteworthy for goodness, not arising out of greed, to control or have power over others. And of course, the measurement of success would also include your goodness, your honesty, your ability to be loving and kind, thoughtful, and caring to others and to yourself. What if your measure of success was who you are first? What if in changing your personal definition of success, it changed the outcome of your life? Because now importance is placed on self-determination and self-rule, the highest moral and ethical conduct, complete honesty, trustworthiness, the ability to speak your truth with kindness for yourself and with others, and to willingly practice gratitude for the many blessings of your life and of being loved for who you are and of being upstanding, whole, honorable, just, and deliberate in your acts of kindness and generosity, and to willingly be of service in the world. Success by this inclusive definition would support all of the abundance that you have and all that you continue to seek. The difference is that this new definition of success is directly reflective of attaining what is most important and meaningful to you and of your heart by your standards, and as you also focus on being the very best version of yourself in all moments and with all others. In this new and enlightened approach, success is the absence of ego, because you would continually ask yourself the questions, for everything that is wanted, for everything that is most important to you, how is the having of this nurturing my soul and honoring my highest self? And how does the having of this accomplished goal or outcome or material possession enable me to live as the most honorable and loving aspect of what I am? To define success in this way would give you satisfaction and fulfillment. You would set what goals would allow you to accomplish what is most important to you and for you to be of your highest goodness. And you would allow yourself to feel proud and successful because of this. With the questions I ask of you to ask of yourself, you would have all of your reasons for why you want what you want, based on what is going to support all of your higher order goals and dreams, and of how you may be the most loving and kind, honorable, trustworthy, gracious, giving you. What would be on your list if you considered what makes you an incredible being? Success is most certainly the accomplishment of desired goals and the favorable outcomes of what is most wanted. But allow your success to be based on what intrinsically matters most to you. Remember that as you aspire to greater things, your desires must be aligned with what is most important to you and for your highest good, for your self-evolution and to enhance your life because of who you are. This enlightened perspective of what success truly is helps you to achieve what is intrinsically desired for the betterment of yourself. This is how you feel positive about yourself and worthy. It is how you strengthen your confidence and feel greater self-worth. Your desire to be the most honorable, just, kind, reverent, honest, joyful being is always going to help you in attaining all of what truly matters, based on how you have come to know yourself well and align yourself with what conditions allow you to feel the greatest joy. Because life is a measure of our ability to seek, to experience, and to be of joy and of our highest good. We are making this transition in what we teach our children about what success truly means, and yet it is important to also identify the questions that can best help us affirm our life based on upstanding character, moral values, integrity, and the many other honorable qualities that define who you are. This new measure of success would mean that you would be successful in all of the ways that allow you to feel happy and proud of yourself, because success in this way is something that you aspire to. To feel positive about who you are means that you never need something or someone to make you happy. To be a success in this enlightened way means that you wake up each morning and you inherently feel happy with and proud of who you are. Success also means that you are reflective of what thoughts and actions are not aligned with your definition. We all will falter at times. The point is not that we always get this perfect, but that we continue to seek the consistency of being successful as our enlightened self. If you are someone who embraces continual personal growth and self-improvement, then you will feel the gratification of what it means to better yourself because of your consistent self-evolution and the progress that you make in being this best version of you perpetually. Is this a tall order? Yes and no, because to thrive in liking and loving the person you are because of your upstanding character, your goodness, your high moral ground, and your ability to live this as much as possible, to continue to seek to live as your highest self in all moments, is one of the most satisfying and beautiful accomplishments of each day of your life. Most times, we underestimate what we are truly capable of. It's about one moment, one day at a time, and to focus on what you can do and be in each moment. This moment-by-moment approach, living as a success, best represents all of what is possible for each one of us. Begin with one day, each cumulative moment, and then aim to do your best at this for an entire week. See how this practice of living as your new definition of success is next level to your happiness and to the ease to which you feel successful because of who you are. When you continue to show up each day with the intention, the mindset, and the commitment to being the most incredible being possible, because this is the true indicator of success, your confidence, self-esteem, and self-worth flourish. It's about having the mindset that who you are is the most valuable measure of your success. This is what allows you to wake each day in fervent passion of living a far more compelling and happy life. It also means that in the moments when you struggle to be at your best, you can seek to find quiet and to go inward, to be reassured and comforted with your inner self-talk, and to remind yourself that you can do this. You can be kind and polite, even in the face of stress and discomfort. You can turn to your inner resources of mindful breathing, positive attitude, encouragement, rest, prayer, meditation, and words of self-love and self-care to nourish yourself, to feel better, and then to resume this practice of being a success. It is what you show to others and how you treat others and yourself that make you a success as a human. In this way, success is of your character and the many qualitative dimensions of what makes you a good, upstanding, and noble person. Something that you need in your toolbox to ensure your success is your personal dedication to being self-aware, of consistently observing yourself as you show up in the world, as you interact with others, and as you are alone with your thoughts and actions. This self-awareness and honesty would allow you to know when you are hitting the mark for being a success in who you are. When you have identified what traits, behaviors, and of course, the thoughts and perceptions that you want to improve upon, this will give you the right direction and the path by which you improve of yourself. This is self-help. This is self-mastery. This is self-improvement and self-evolution. This is how you succeed in your efforts and ability and in all of the ways that bring you the greatest source of happiness, life fulfillment, and peace. And finally, a helpful and yet simple practice to anchor this new way of thinking about success would be a list that you would generate as a sacred practice. You can do this each day or a few times a week. Ask, how have I been a success today by my own standard of success? Write for 5 or 10 minutes all of the ways that you showed up in your life being honorable, kind, loving, generous of spirit, helpful, funny, and all of the other measures by which you have defined success. What if success was defined foremost as upstanding character? What if this measure became the definitive way that we as a human race live our life for now and into the future? Success in this way would be measured by the highest standards of what it means to be an exceptional human being. The focus would be on what you need to practice more of, to live as this example, not only publicly, but as who you are in all moments of your life and with all others. You would also then place emphasis on upstanding character as the lead quality in choosing a life partner, in the ethical and honorable ways that you would model what you teach your children, your employees, your loved ones, because of who you are. In this way, we would also look to upstanding character as a model for electing a leader of a country. Here are more of the absolute ways that success in the way that I, and I hope you as well, are defining it, makes you even better. Tangibly, success in this new form looks like this. You genuinely and deeply care about others and what is happening in their lives, and you allow yourself to be inspired by them. We all teach one another through our actions, our thinking and beliefs, and in what we seek and accomplish. You see the outward actions and achievements of others as an example of what you may also do, or something even better, and not as competition or as a lack in your own ability. This is how we all help each other to grow and to become more. In business, focus on success as a measure of being even more upstanding, of the highest moral ground, more honest and kind than you have ever been. This would translate into better relationships, built on honesty and care, loyalty and kindness, that would allow you to work in greater synergy, helped by others just as you help them. Even if others are not yet there in their decision to level up their definition of success, you become the model for what this can be like. What could be the result of more collaboration towards the fulfillment of one's goals, now helped by the kindness of others? You can achieve all of your goals and dreams and still help another towards theirs. While parents naturally take great pride in the accomplishments of their children, think about success in parenting as raising a child that embodies all of the traits and behaviors that we have just mentioned. Honesty, integrity, kindness, thoughtful care of others, respectful words and actions, great work ethic, helpful, disciplined, loving, and what more you decide, because the same attributes that illuminate success in you are what you will best teach and model for your children. Great children are the result of great parenting. Focus on the character of the person that you are raising first. Their success and achievements will be a natural outpouring of who they are. And as you seek all of what you desire, including abundance in all forms, do so whilst asking the question, why is this important to me? How does this external measure of success reflect my goodness as a human being? Find the correlation. It will be there if you are aligned with success as defined by what makes you a remarkable human being. When we are in perpetual search of success as something that is outside of ourself, we can still feel unfulfilled and unhappy. This is an important reminder that it is time to look inward. Ask yourself, what are the daily habits that will allow me to be my new definition of success? This will help guide your moment-by-moment decisions and what habits and best practices become what you live. Success means that you continue to focus on what aspects and character traits are most important to being successful as a human being, and to trust that everything you do towards your model of success and the practice of this way of being will help immensely in all of the practical daily things that you do, and to do this with even greater courage, meaning, fulfillment, hope, gratitude, and of course, love. Try it. Let yourself be willing to redefine success as who you are, using a far more compelling and humanitarian definition. This awakened example of success becomes the important criteria for how you live each day, for what really matters, for how others will think of and remember you, and for how you will think of and appreciate yourself. Try it for a week. Let your definition of success and the specific qualities that make you exceptional and the habits that you embrace to be this be the focus for the next 7 days. Do this as an experiment to see what shifts within you when you focus on the measure of success as living greatness. In a final note and thought, you may realize that all along you had everything that you needed to be a success in this more accurate and compelling way that you define it. In fact, you already are a success each time you live as your goodness. The other worldly blessings and accomplishments that you achieve is the icing on the cake. When you seek to live of your highest good and to be this in all ways and with all others, this becomes your new normal. Success then is the realization of who and what you are. Thank you so much for listening and for joining me in this episode. And if you liked it, if you found this episode to be helpful and inspiring, I hope that you will share it with others. And I wish you all of the very best success in being all of who you are. Thank you. This is Dorothy. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe and share your feedback on this or any episode with me. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you'll find the Wisdom Blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives, which are an extensive library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, and best therapeutic practices for your whole being and to nourish and heal your life, plus many other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. Thank you. This is Dorothy.